Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 22nd of July. Carnival Corporation has announced that it expects to resume guest cruise operations with 65% of its total fleet capacity by the end of 2021 across eight of its world-leading cruise line brands. Additionally, Carnival Cruise Line has announced plans that envision the brand's entire fleet returning to service by the end of 2021, which would further increase Carnival Corporation's total operating capacity to nearly 75% by the end of the year. Eight of the company's nine cruise lines have announced plans to resume guest operations on 54 ships through to the end of 2021, with nearly half of the capacity represented by ships homeported in the US. In addition, Carnival Cruise Line's intent to return to full fleet service in 2021 would add another nine vessels, totaling 63 ships that are expected to resume guest operations this year. Collectively, the brands are continuing to resume operations from ports around the world using a gradual, phased-in approach, including sailings in the US, Caribbean, Europe, and Mediterranean, along with itineraries planned in Central America and to Antarctica, among others. To further enhance the experience on their digital channels, Scoot Airlines deployed Insider's AI-powered platform to create personalized, multi-channel experiences for customers on its website, meaning that Scoot has become even more operationally agile, releasing travel requirements at different parts of the customer journey and communicating flexibility options on its website quickly, addressing the fluidity of global travel regulations with agility. Insider's AI-backed segmentation module has also enabled the airline to serve relevant web push messages to users with a high likelihood of booking a flight. The airline will continue to invest in providing a personalized, multi-channel experience for its customers. Visitors to the website will benefit from smart recommendations based on their previous browsing history for a more relevant user experience. Exit surveys will enable Scoot to improve its customer experience constantly. Panama has further strengthened its commitment to ocean conservation by signing into effect an executive order expanding the borders of the protected marine territory of the Cordillera de Cuiba area of managed resources by 30%. This initiative is part of the 30 by 30 Global Ocean Alliance, which seeks to expand protected marine territories by 30% by 2030. The expansion of this protected territory positions Panama as a global blue leader in conservation. A protected area since 2015, Panama's Cohiba Ridge is a chain of submarine mountains near Cohiba National Park, which is located on an island on the Pacific side of the country and is considered to be exceptional geological formations with high biodiversity. Travelers can experience the area's marine and natural wonders at Cohiba National Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of the many ocean wonders within Panama's Blue Heritage. Once a penal colony, access to Cohiba Island was historically limited, allowing 80% of the archipelago's natural resources and wildlife to survive untouched and flourish over the years. Sharing the marine corridor with the Galapagos Islands, the marine park is now a world-class diving and whale-watching destination, offering access to the Bahia Damas Reef, the largest reef on the Pacific coastline of the American continent. Bedbank Hotel Beds has signed a preferred partnership with Southeast Asia-based budget hotel booking platform Red Doors. The agreement provides Hotel Beds with exclusive offers and benefits to offer its B2B clients at almost 900 Red Doors properties across Southeast Asia. The new deal will also offer hotel beds the ability to expand its portfolio for both international and domestic offerings in key destinations such as Indonesia and the Philippines. In return, this new partnership will give Red Doors a global reach by gaining access to hotel beds 60,000 travel trade buyers based in more than 140 source markets worldwide. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.